This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Production management company Circle of Confusion has formed a talent incubator for bilingual and bicultural writers for the U.S. and China markets. Circle of Confusion production credits include The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, and The Talking Dead. Their year-long residence fellowship program will invite up to 10 emerging storytellers who are bilingual in English and Mandarin annually to participate in the LA salaried program with benefits. Here's the website to go to if you're interested. www.circleofconfusion.com/contact. Good luck. In its first month, the viral hit game Pokemon Go raked in $200 million in revenue, continuing on a historic pace for a smartphone app launch. Pokemon Go quickly outpaced the two previous titles considered to have the best opening months on mobile, Supercell's Clash Royale and King's Candy Crush Soda Saga. Johnny Depp has a strong defense prepared against estranged wife Amber Heard. The 53-year-old Pirates of the Caribbean star will have nearly a dozen witnesses and a secret piece of photo evidence prepared for the September trial. On the list are two of the responding officers to Heard's main 911 call who will testify they saw no evidence of injury or damage. Also, five concierges who claimed they saw no bruises to the actress's face and two security guards who were at the couple's loft. The pair's housekeeper, as well as Heard's publicist, will also serve as witnesses. This should be fun. The always modest Kanye West now has another accolade to boast, rap about, as he's passed the king of pop, Michael Jackson, on the list of most top 40 hits of all time. West achieved the feat as his collaboration with Schoolboy Q on That Part reached number 40 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it the 40th time that he's landed in the top 40. With the success of That Part, West now has the 10th most top 40 hits of all time among men. Elvis Presley is the, king with 80. Fans upset about the six-month wait to learn the identity of who died at the hands of Negan and Lucille on The Walking Dead can at least rest easy that they most likely won't have a similar situation to deal with next year. Series creator Robert Kirkman said, quote, "Look, I think as a creative person, I have to acknowledge that all responses are valid. So I definitely have to take note that there's a seemingly significant portion of the audience that wasn't happy with that direction. So I don't know that I would expect a similar cliffhanger at the end of season 7. So what's wrong with a suspenseful six-month hiatus? Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers has had to cancel 28 concert dates with ZZ Top, as well as a solo tour due to serious health problems. In 2011, Allman similarly canceled a solo tour after suffering from an upper respiratory condition stemming from a successful liver transplant he had the previous year. In that case, Allman was off his feet for 6 weeks before returning to the road. Grammy Award-winning R&B star and Toronto native The Weeknd has donated $50,000 to the University of Toronto in support of establishing an Ethiopian studies program. The Scarborough, Ontario native, whose parents emigrated from Ethiopia, immediately answered the call from the Bikila Awards organization, who said they weren't even sure he'd respond to their request, but was surprised by his immediate generosity. Well, there you go. The Weeknd, Ethiopian. Who knew? Hugh Hefner's deal to sell his iconic Playboy mansion to his next-door neighbor has unraveled faster than a bikini strap at one of his parties. The $110 million transaction fell apart over the 90-year-old Lothario's insistence of barring buyer Darren Metropoulos from too much access to the building. Do you think Hef said something like this? Hey, stay out of my bedroom. There's naked girls in there. Pop singer Kesha, locked in a high-profile legal battle with Dr. Luke, dropped her California sexual assault lawsuit against the producer as she focuses on restarting her music career. But Kesha, who has alleged Dr. Luke drugged, raped, and emotionally abused her, will still pursue an appeal and other claims in New York courts. Her attorney said, quote, Kesha is focused on getting back to work and has delivered 28 new songs to the record label. A lawyer for Dr. Luke said, if Kesha is voluntarily dismissing her claims in the California case, it's because she has no chance of winning them. Ouch. The drama continues. Ozzy Osbourne's other woman, 45-year-old hairdresser Michelle Pugh, issued a statement about her past affair with the rocker. I can't deny that I fell in love with a married man that pursued me, but this narrative that's out there that I'm some groupie that went after him because of money, it's just simply not true. Do I realize that certain people will not understand? Love is never a mistake. Ozzy is the greatest love of my life. I will no longer stay silent and allow myself to be eternally nailed shut in someone's coffin of shame. Unquote. Well, Ozzy and his wife Sharon have been trying to work things out, but that sounds like trouble.
The trash bin.
Kourtney Kardashian has admitted she would be so happy if Keeping Up with the Kardashians ended. The 37-year-old mom of three made the revelation in which she said she thinks about throwing in the towel on the show, which launched her career. I don't want the show to end, but I sometimes think I would be so happy if it did, and I could just move away from it all, she said. By the end of every season, I've had enough. But then, once we've had a break, I'm ready for more. Yep, that smell of cash just keeps reeling her back in, I guess.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook says it's overriding ad blockers and giving consumers control over what kind of ads they see. The next Apple Watch will include a GPS, barometer, more robust waterproofing, and a faster system. Unprofitable and struggling, Twitter is looking to sublease out 30% of its office space in its San Francisco offices. Hulu plans on dropping its free option, giving users paid subscriptions as their only choices to stream network TV shows.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Suicide Squad holds off Sausage Party and stays on top.
The number one album.
Along with the film, the soundtrack from Suicide Squad is also the number one album.
The number one app.
It's Pokemon Go, of course.
The number one fiction book.
James Patterson's Bullseye is on top this week.
DJ Khaled was born in 1975 in New Orleans, Louisiana, to Palestinian parents who had immigrated to the United States. His first job was at a local record store where he learned about different styles of music before he went on to incorporating those different music styles while DJing in clubs. His first album was released in 2006, and he has since worked with many of the top recording artists in the industry. His latest album just entered the U.S. charts at number one, and it features a bunch of big names such as Jay-Z, Future, Kanye West, Big Sean, Lil Wayne, and Rick Ross. From the new album Major Key that just ended Drake's long stay at the top of the charts, here is DJ Khaled featuring Drake with the Song of the Week. For free.
Yeah, I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have the superpowers. Last 223,000 hours. I got girls that I should have made pay for it. Got girls that I should have made wait for it. I got girls that'll cancel a flight back home. Stay another day for it. You got attitude on nana, yo. No agua, yo. Stomach on flat, flat, and yo. Is this so, so good? I shouldn't have to. Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this so, so good? I shouldn't have to. For free, I know you working day and night to get a college degree. Bet nobody that you've been with even know you're free, right? You know you only do that with me, right? Another one.
They don't want me. That was DJ Khaled featuring Drake with the Song of the Week, For Free. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.